Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about the Aurora Public School and possible issues in this year's ballot. Okay, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or not affiliated with either party?
I'm an independent, but I lean towards Republic. I just don't like either party right now. But I'm
be independent. Okay, so you want me to put it independent?
Sure.
Okay, this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. Okay, how certain are you to vote? Would that be very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Very certain. I'm voting.
Okay. All right, ma'am. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In the wrong direction.
Okay, wrong direction. All right, ma'am, and what is your opinion of how people living in neighboring areas, you know, of Denver and Cherry Creek, view Aurora's generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
Probably lower right now.
Okay, lower. Okay, in general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Aurora Public School District where you live? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. All right, ma'am, and how familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and the school within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and, you know, and geographic territory? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'd say very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay. All right, ma'am. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a
much
little low, even
much
too high?
Much too high.
Okay. All right. And have you heard about or read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out, you know, notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Okay, can afford and absorb this increase without any problems. The other one say can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending. The third one says cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly. And the fourth one says does
yes,
not
that
apply.
One.
The third one.
The
cannot
third
afford
one.
This. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. As you may know, as you may or may not know, okay, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check, you know, in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact? A small positive impact?
It's going to do nothing. It's going to do nothing. I spent that money on gas in this last year.
Okay, so be not
dividing.
Really much of impact at all, or a small
no,
positive
it'll
impact?
No, it'll be not an impact. It's going to give me some of my negative money back.
Okay, thank you. All right, if the following ballot issue is up for vote, you know, in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on it? Okay, a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public School with no increase in property taxes to pay for, repairing and renovating older schools to provide all, you know, our students high-quality education facilities. Repurposing.
No, I'm not up
school.
For giving the schools any more money. We've given the schools money and given the schools money. And you know what they do?
Uh-huh.
They teach illegals. They spend their time teaching illegal kids instead of doing their jobs.
Okay. This will new and real world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or no?
So they want
this?
More money for that?
Yes, ma'am. This
it's the money they have already got.
It's going to be $1 billion
bond. What about all that
bond,
money that
okay?
you get from the pot sales?
Okay. The question is, would you vote yes or no on this ballot?
I'll vote no. I'm not giving the schools any more money. No.
Okay. No. All right, ma'am. Okay. Also, Aurora Public School may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override. Ballot issue that with increased property taxes, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance, you know, needs for school buildings and ensure access to upgraded
technology. They don't manage their money right the way it is. No.
And
no,
free
I'm not giving the schools any more money. You know what my school did?
Uh-huh.
My school, I was working trying to get PTA people to come to the school and volunteer, and none of the parents would come until a Latino mom comes in and talks to all of the Latino people and tells them, if you come do stuff at the school, I'll give you a free Target card, and all you have to do is go over to Aurora Public Schools, and if you get an ID, then you can have an ID, and then you'll get to be legal. That's what our
okay.
schools did to people, and that's why people are coming here.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, would you vote yes or no on this proposition? On that
I'll vote
approved?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Thank you.
I'm not
right,
approving anything for them.
Okay. Following up, do you agree or disagree with the statement those against this Aurora Public School bond, you know, and mill levy ballots might make, okay? The statement says, since property taxes are so high already and going up, you know, continually, it is better for, you know, taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this, you know, big district that, you know, has enough money already would spend this extra
yeah,
money.
Yeah, because they don't manage it.
Far from my neighborhood. Would you agree or disagree with this statement, ma'am?
Now, what was the end of that?
Would you say, especially since this is a big district that has enough money already, would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood?
I would vote against it.
So agree
no.
or disagree with that statement?
That it would send money to farther places?
Well, there's money on, you know, extra money on projects far from my neighborhood, you know, where you live. They will spend it on.
Yeah, I don't want them to do that.
Okay, so you
so
agree
with
that
with
statement
it.
Or disagree?
Yes. Agree.
Okay, agree. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I only have some statements I'm going to read to you.
I hope they're paying you big bucks to do this.
We just do surveys, ma'am. This is a political service, like right now we do in schools. Okay, lastly,
oh, okay. Well, I'm sure they'll pay any good.
Here are some statements that supporters, you know, of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make, okay? Please rate me as it's very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues, okay? Here's the first one. Okay, many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs, you know, that have been put off for years, just like any home or property this old. This building needs to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed, you know, so these schools last and students have a good learning environment. Would you say that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote yes on this ballot?
Very weak reason. Weak reason.
Weak reason. Okay. All right, ma'am,
yep.
The other one said the bond will fund a skill training program called PTEC. A partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeship, you know, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Would you say very strong reason, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Weak reason. Okay. Continual security upgrades, including updates, cameras, you know, more secure entry, vestibules, and lacking mechanism on classroom doors are necessary at schools these days to keep, you know, our schools safe and secure. Would you say very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong. Okay. With both Denver, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs, you know, to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Okay. Weak.
Weak reason. Okay, ma'am, providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and
weak reason,
be safe.
Weak reason.
More productive learners. Weak reason. Okay, bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to spend preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners
for success,
kindergarten
just
and,
want it
you
to
know,
be illegal.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The best way to
build. So go on to the next question.
Okay. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for Aurora's community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them the skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
No. I vote against it. You know what I'll vote for? You know what'll fix everything? Our schools and fix our whole country. If they close the border.
Okay. All right, ma'am. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, you know, be the best school district in the state. Would you say very strong reason? Somewhat weak reason.
I'll vote against it.
Weak, right? Weak reason? Or
very weak reason. All their reasons are weak.
Okay, providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-art technologies to keep, you know, students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this statement. I only have three more. Doing school renovations and replacement, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces carbon emission footprint. Weak reason. Okay. The large bond and teachers pay meal levy come with no tax increase. Okay. Would that be a very strong reason? Somewhat strong or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Okay, the last one says, this investment in Aurora Public School will keep the community's public school strong and keep increased property and, you know, and help increase property and home release, resale value. Okay.
No, not until they close the border, they're not going to fix anything. Our houses
right,
are going to go down in value and everything.
Okay, finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? The number one is $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for, you know, all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained and to provide innovative workforce training. Okay, so no, right? Okay. The other one says a $30 million meal levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology.
Nope. Because they're going to house illegals in our schools and they just want maids for them. Nope.
Okay.
All right, we'll vote
against freeing up funding to adequately and properly compensate teachers and staff and no additional property tax increase. Would that be vote yes or vote no?
Nope, I'll vote against it because they don't need any more money.
All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Organizations.
Okay, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? What is your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
No.
All right, ma'am. And do you own or rent your current place or residence?
Own.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what county do you live in?
Adams.
Adams. Okay. All right. And do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
Nope. He just grew out of it. Thank goodness.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay. You have a great evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too.